USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Myanmar police fired on protesters around the country on Sunday in the bloodiest day in weeks of demonstrations against a military coup. At least 18 people were killed, said the United Nations. President Biden offered his support on Sunday to union organizing efforts as Amazon workers at an Alabama warehouse vote on whether to unionize. In a video posted on Twitter, the president told workers that are considering joining a union that they face a vitally important choice. Virginia lawmakers approved a bill on Saturday that will legalize recreational marijuana in 2024. Virginia will be the first southern state to vote to legalize marijuana for adults. Putting to rest talk of a third party to break off from the GOP, President Trump said there will be only one Republican Party, united all the way. Trump spoke at the American Conservative Union Conference in Orlando, Florida on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Irv Cross, a key member of the NFL Today and CBS Sports for more than two decades, following a career as a player and coach in the NFL, died Sunday near his home in Roseville, Minnesota. Previously diagnosed with dementia, he was 81 years of age. President Trump, speaking at CPAC in Orlando, Florida Sunday, gave some love to Rush Limbaugh.
The wife of talk radio legend Rush Limbaugh joined the former president for his speech in Orlando.
I also want to pay my love and respect to the great Rush Limbaugh, who is watching closely and smiling down on us. He's watching and he's loving it, and he loves Catherine. Catherine, thank you for being here. So great. Thank you, Catherine. He loved you, Catherine. I will tell you that.
Limbaugh's family said Friday that he was buried in a private ceremony in St. Louis. Rush passed February 17th from lung cancer at the age of 75. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
NASCAR's William Byron enters his fourth season as driver of the number 24 car. In just the third race of the 2021 season, he punched his ticket into the NASCAR playoffs for the third year in a row by winning the Dixie Vodka 400 at the Homestead Miami Speedway Sunday.
The work and the effort goes back a long ways, you know, getting Rudy on board and just having a guy like that to work with. We really think the same way, and, you know, it helps us in a lot of ways to progress through races and communicate well and work through the off season. So I'd say it's a lot to do with off season prep. And as soon as we got in the race, I mean, the track was super slick to start. We had to start pretty far back, but made our way up, and just had to keep adjusting on the car and kind of finding those little bits. I think the 19 was really strong to start the race. The 17 was surprisingly really good. So we had to kind of work on that and had a really good restart. The last one, the two pushed me super hard down the backstretch and the car was just good enough. So it's cool when you have cars like that and you can make moves and make them stick. So love this racetrack. It's really fun.
NASCAR moves into Las Vegas, Nevada next weekend. Major League Baseball spring training continues this week. 14 games scheduled for Monday starting at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. Most games will be played in Florida and Arizona. Some matchups include Tigers and the Yankees, Mets and Marlins, Rockies and Dodgers, Cubs and Padres. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.